But we begin tonight with the government unveiling its plan to drastically slash this country's emissions, and transport is the biggest focus. The sector is one of the largest sources of emissions in New Zealand, making up 17% of total greenhouse gases. Over the next 4 years, more than $1 billion will be spent on increasing electric vehicle uptake, cycleways, and improving public transport. Congestion charges in Auckland and Wellington are on the cards too. Here's our political reporter Katie Scotcher with the details.
The Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson unveiling the government's long-awaited first nationwide strategy to slash emissions.
These plans mark the greatest transformation for the New Zealand economy and the New Zealand society in my time in politics. They set out a clear roadmap for us to move towards our zero carbon goals. They do that for every sector of our economy.
Nearly $3 billion will be invested into the plan over 4 years, with a bulk of it going towards reducing transport emissions. Just over $500 million will be aimed at helping lower-income households move away from gas guzzlers to low-emission alternatives. A new scrap-to-replace scheme will start with a trial where 2,500 low- to middle-income families can purchase a low- or zero-emissions vehicle, e-bike or public transport vouchers if they send their car to be scrapped. Transport Minister Michael Wood says the details still need to be finalised.
We expect the threshold to be approximately the median household income as the point of eligibility for people to be able to access that scheme.
From early next year, there will also be an option for some families to lease low-emission vehicles in three locations. A further $350 million will be spent on cycleways, pedestrian areas and improving shelter access and information at hundreds of bus stops and train stations. The government signalled it wants to introduce a nationally integrated ticketing system for public transport, but it's not clear when this will actually happen. Ministers also flagged that legislative changes to enable congestion charging are on the cards.
We will move towards the next step of formal political consideration around the implementation of a congestion charge scheme.
If the government does forge ahead with the charge, ministers would then work with councils to design what it could look like. These Wellingtonians are keen to see congestion charging in the capital.
I don't have a problem with that. It curbs a lot of unnecessary travel.
There's obviously, by the looks of it, a shortage of parks inside Wellington, and there's plenty of other ways to get into town.
If it was something I was doing, I would be happy to pay for that.
ACT leader David Seymour is slamming the plan, saying it's too expensive.
All they needed to do was cap New Zealand's emissions and allow consumers to choose, conscious of the price that they will pay for emissions trading scheme units.
National Scott Simpson is also critical.
Frankly, there's still an awful lot of waffly stuff in it, an awful lot of working groups, consultancing, and also an awful lot of just re-announcements of things that have already been announced.
Greater Auckland's Matt Lowry says the government's plan to reduce transport emissions is underwhelming.
There's a lot of opportunity that the government have to have really driven change in our transport sector and encouraging alternative modes of travel. Instead, we've got a focus, I guess, more on business as usual, which is encouraging electric vehicles, which is good, but it's not the only thing that we need to be doing.
While there was $350 million announced today to improve public transport, there was no mention of an extension to the public transport subsidy. However, there's still about $100 million in the transport kitty yet to be allocated. With the government under pressure over the cost of living, look out for more moves on the subsidy in Thursday's budget.